Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Post Malone is trending this morning. The singer's reassuring fans about his health after some recent videos sparked online concern. Now, during a concert in Memphis on Friday, he took a break from performing to explain that he is not on drugs and he is feeling better than ever.
I'm not on drugs and I feel the best I've ever got in my heart. I feel fantastic and I'm not doing it.
Fans have been concerned because some of the viral moments that are actually part of his regular concert performances, like rolling his eyes in the back of his head and some of his crazy dance moves, people are like, okay, he is not all right. I guess he almost stumbled and fell the other night, but his shoe got caught in a grate. And they're like, he got stuck, you know, he's fine. So he's going to actually be in town this weekend, Saturday night at the MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Are you guys going?
I'm not going. My daughter's going. My husband's going.
Oh, that's awesome. He's taking her.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going separately.
She's going by herself, and they're going to meet up there. No. I wanted to go, but my littlest, I don't think she's ready for a posty concert, so I figured I'd stay back with her while they go.
That's going to be a fun night for them. That's good.
It should be good. Also trending this morning, eating habits is trending. A new study says social media users copy their friends' eating habits. People are more likely to eat the foods that they think their friends are eating. Participants in the study, they ate an extra fifth of a portion of fruits and vegetables themselves for every portion that they thought their social media peers ate. So if they believe that their friends got their five a day of fruits and veggies, they were likely to get an extra portion themselves. The study also suggests that we're definitely influenced by social media when it comes to our food choices.
So maybe we get some popular TikToker, some influencer to do like the celery shuffle or something where they're eating celery and then the kids will follow suit because they follow that person on TikTok and they're eating celery and it's a cool dance to do. And next thing you know, kids are eating veggies.
Well, I think it's exactly what we've been seeing with the social media influencers. When they say they use something, everyone goes and buys
towards it.
But I also think on the eating habits, I tend to follow people that have the same eating habits as I do. So they're not necessarily influencing me. I already know what they are, and those are the kinds of people that I follow, don't you think?
Yeah. So you follow, let's say like sushi, then you're following fellow sushi eaters. You're doing.
Like I follow the hashtag charcuterie boards because I love looking at charcuterie boards. I'm not eating charcuterie boards, but that's what I like to look at. You follow things that interest you. You follow people that are similar, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just my theory on that. Also trending this morning is LeBron James. He says he will not play if NBA games go fanless amid the whole coronavirus concern. His comments came after a reported league memo was sent around to all the teams on Friday, which told them to prepare for the possibility of having fanless games in the near future because of the rapidly growing pandemic. Here's what he said.
I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's what I play for. I play for my teammates. I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing.
It sounds like he could be joking, maybe. Or if he doesn't, it's going to be a very interesting situation as the Lakers just clinched a playoff spot for the first time since 2013. He's also killing it this year. He's in the running for the regular season MVP. And last night, the Lakers beat the Clippers 112-103.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that pans out. If they do go that way, if other players follow suit, like, listen, we want the fans. We want to play for the fans. If you're not going to have fans, I'm not playing.
Do you think that this is going to become more and more prevalent? I know they're doing this for, you know, a lot of the games in Europe, or the soccer matches that people are playing in empty stadiums. Do you think that this is going to start being the new thing here where you just try to not get these social situations where people are together as much?
I might be the minority here, but I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of having canceling the fans' attendance. If you don't want to go, so be it. Sell your tickets to someone else. But I'm not a fan of sporting events and events being canceled because of this coronavirus.
I see both sides. I really do. It's just right now they're saying, you know, if we do this self-isolation, this the virus will eventually die because it can't spread anymore. So they're saying, like, if we all stay by ourselves, there's no way for us to give it to anyone else. But at the same time, I think that if you have the choice to go, some people that may not know that they have the virus will still go and infect other people. But is it to this point yet, I guess, is my question.
Do we do this every cold and flu season then, moving forward? Oh, it's a bad flu. Better not have fans in the crowd at the Golden Knights game tonight. I don't know. That's just
me.
Well,
I think it's a little... I don't know. I mean, I know the flu kills more people, but I don't know. It's a really confusing time right now. So that is trending. Also right now, Katy Perry is trending. The singer has a preference when it comes to her pregnancy. Here's what she had to say.
I'm wide awake. I hope it's a girl.
She hopes it's a girl.
That was, slides that in there.
That was her performing at the Women's Cricket World Cup final, and she definitely wants a baby girl, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.